Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts. Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Actor Chipper Gidley's going to wrap up the show in about 5 minutes. Todd, what do you got from the...
Jesus Loves Stripper Truck?
Yeah.
The Omaha World Herald reports calls to churches in the area about the sign's claims were not returned Friday. So not one church could pick up the phone and say, I guess Jesus loves strippers too, and then just hang on.
They couldn't
even commit to that.
I love that they tried, though.
Yeah. But
I do love that. Just Jesus loves strippers, right?
The nearby Jesus Christ Soul Therapy Center, which is close, which advertises Shambhala meditation healing tools, soul therapy, meditation systems, and vibrational therapies to support mind, body, and spirit, and was founded by Sanat Buddha Maitreya Kumara, did respond to the World Herald inquiry about the sign. Kumara, who claims to be the reincarnation of Jesus Christ, said in a statement, the response to Does Jesus Love Strippers is, God names Jezebel for a reason. Jezebel is a demon found in strippers, prostitutes, sex workers, OnlyFans, things like that.
She's
so
a Jezebel.
Jesus does not like strippers.
This guy doesn't sound like Jesus.
That is according to the reincarnation of Jesus Christ.
I thought
the reincarnation
everybody.
Of Jesus lives in Omaha?
Yeah, it's the reincarnation. Like you think
Christians can't get anything.
No.
It's like either you hate or love. Tell me, stick to one story at least, because I don't understand any of you people, man.
You think that'd be bigger news.
I mean, the far right, I don't get
Jesus,
any of you guys.
Yeah.
That the reincarnation of Jesus is in Omaha.
Yeah,
Jesus
you can just up run into him at Aldi.
Aldi, you're at, what's it called? The Isle of Shame. Yeah.
Jesus, you shop the Isle of Shame at Aldi's?
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. I read a story about it yesterday.
And we had an email that said a girl loves it and said it's a subsidiary of... Trader Joe's.
Oh, that's right.
They got great candles there.
Katie, who's afraid of mayo.
Oh, they have mayo.
That's what I wondered. Do they sell mayo in the Isle of Shame?
Well, is she run by mayo in the grocery store?
I think she said yeah. She does. She likes to not look at it and move quickly.
Like avoid the aisle entirely?
Yeah.
Does she ever go into... she hates mayo. It's really weird.
I mean, you're going to need salad dressing or pickles or something else down that aisle eventually.
Yeah. How's she feel about cold salads?
It's got mayo in it. She's out. Yeah. As I understand it.
Does she like pickles? Since you mentioned it.
Well, those are generally in the same aisle as, you know, the...
Yeah, you're right.
Your pickles,
you're right.
Relishes, you know, things like that. Pickles. Mustards, ketchups.
Yeah.
So then
Jesus
there's that mayo.
Strippers, man. I thought Jesus was supposed to love everybody.
I thought he'd be on board.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah, you guys are crazy. But keep following it. Nope. Giving his Sunday.
The old Jezebel defense.
Yeah. I like how Jezebel. He went past strippers and just anybody hot, I don't like.
That's right.
OnlyFans, the whole works.
He did go through that. Those hot chicks I follow in OnlyFans, don't like them.
Oh, and that dude apparently drives the truck around when there's like events going on. Like,
oh, yeah.
You will see it at a Husker game. This you probably see it during the spring game. Is that this weekend?
It is.
Yes, it is.
Right. Yeah.
Live, right here.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Our home affiliate place there, right?
Yes.
Z92 is the home of the Huskers. God, would you win? We need some ratings on the weekend. Jesus. All right. win once in a while.
We talking
Nick.
About
Come
practice
on.
This weekend.
Win. Oh, it's just practice weekend, yeah. But there's always a winner on that. That's on their – they always put that game
on the
up.
Poster.
On the poster, right, yeah.
And they do – well, at least a few years ago they did.
I've seen the right win
I don't
w
know if they chalk it up as a W anymore, but I'm sure they do.
Nick does.
Just so it looks good.
Can it help we get us bowl eligible?
Yeah.
Does that one count?
It will not
last
do that.
Year.
All right. Before Ted McGinley calls, I want to plug one more time where Tyler Walsh and Nick Allen will be since they're both here this morning.
Friday night we'll be in Fremont at RD's place and Saturday at Buffalo Joe's Roadhouse in Smithland, Iowa.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Are we first on this tour?
Second.
Did it happen yet? You don't know, did it?
I haven't been told that it isn't. So
I know.
It's right at 9:40, so...
Hate to dive into some more stripper talk.
Ah, there's the phone ringing.
All right, okay. Supposed to be fluffing Ted McGinley.
I'll be fluffing somebody at the top of the stratosphere. Okay.
Punctual Ted McGinley.
Yeah. Boy, he was a California stud, wasn't he, man? Still is,
oh,
actually.
Yeah.
He was born in Long Beach, too, for that matter. Long Beach or something like that I saw here this morning.
He just looks like a Baywatch guy.
Yeah, totally, man. Yeah. Newport.
How do you know this?
I saw them doing the deed on the night of the engagement party, and it was pretty sexy. Not the Jimmy parts, but he did way better than I thought he would. I'm proud of him.
You saw them, and you stayed out there to watch?
Oh, come on. What was I supposed to do? Not watch?
Fair.
Yeah.
Did you film it?
I'm not a pervert.
I can't believe she didn't tell me. That sucks.
If you see Jimmy, tell him congrats.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And he's got a nice ass. Could do some squats.
What's that from, Puss? Where'd you get that from?
That is from Shrinking.
Shrinking.
That is Derek, the next-door neighbor's husband who gets the best lines in the show.
Ted, you were great in that, by the way. Is he coming back for another season?
Yes, sir. We are doing them right now. So we're in season two. Yeah. It's going to be one heck of a year, I can promise you that.
Had you met Harrison Ford before doing this series?
No.
Okay.
No, and I've enjoyed it immensely. He's really a funny guy.
You've met a lot of people over the years, a lot of famous people. You work with a lot of famous people, and you're famous for that matter. But were you starstruck by him?
Yes. Okay. Very, very starstruck. You know, everybody else, some of the kids are young enough where they haven't really spent their entire lifetime watching him.
Right.
And I'm always in awe of them because when they have scenes with him, they're just like, you know, it's almost like they don't even know who he is.
They probably don't.
These kids are smart. But when I'm in there, I keep thinking, oh, my God, it's Harrison Ford. Anyway, he is so funny. I'll ask him because he started telling me jokes one day. Uh-huh. And I said, "Hey, do you have any jokes?" And he'll do 20 minutes on one joke, and he'll be acting it out through the entire. He is so funny, and it's just a joy to be around. He's a very unusual, interesting person.
How long did it take you?
And I think he's loving doing this show because it's fun for him.
He's funny, right?
To swat away the thoughts that you're interacting with Harrison Ford, and you treat him just like another actor. Yeah, take a couple of sessions.
Yeah, I keep wanting to say, can I get a selfie? Can I get a selfie?
All right, tell us about the Baxters. Now, there's a show in the late 70s, early 80s called The Baxters. Nothing to do with that, right?
Yeah, no. Was it actually called The Baxters, or was
it I'm looking at your movies and shows Ted McGinley was in. It's actually on the internet, and it says The Baxters, 79 to 81. Now, obviously, they got confused. Yeah, there's something called The Baxters from 79 to 81. I have no idea what that was, you know.
Me neither. But this Baxters is on Prime, Amazon Prime, and we've got three seasons already done, and they're all dropped at one time.
Okay.
And we're calling it a hope opera, not a soap opera, but a hope opera.
Oh, nice.
And that's Roma Downey's Mark Burnett, who's married to Roma Downey.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Who's the biggest reality producer in the world.
Right.
He calls it Melrose Place meets the Bible.
Okay.
And it's got all these hot, really beautiful young guys and girls. And it's so eyeballs are sort of drawn to that. And then it's about a family who deals with everything that we all do, but they deal with loss and pain and addiction and, people passing and affairs and all that stuff and how
that describes our show every morning.
Except for the Bible part.
Yeah.
I do have another question.
You know, it's weird, eh?
Yeah, question that involves the accuracy of the internet here as well. Were you Brooke Shields' prom date in 1982?
I was, yeah.
Oh, you were like in your 20s. Do they now have a Ted McGinley rule that old guys can't come back to high school?
Yeah.
But
no, it's just the same. You know, it's funny. We had become friends, sort of hangout friends.
Okay.
Right.
And so it was kind of just one of those things. But
well, first of all, Ted, we're similar age in you, so we totally agree with that date. No big deal. That's quite cool.
No, my wife is exactly the same age. I've been married for 32 years, and my wife is exactly the same age as Brooke, so it's all legal.
Ted, what do you recognize for the most? Is it Married with Children? Is it Revenge of the Nerds? Is it the Shrinking? Is it what do you recognize for the most?
Yeah, I would say it's funny. So right now, Shrinking is really popping.
Right.
Shrinking has been taken off, and I look like the guy in Shrinking.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, Married with Children is. It's never going away. It's still playing all over the world when we travel. Right. It's definitely Married with Children. Literally, that thing plays every day all over the world. And then Revenge of the Nerds is probably my favorite one to be recognized.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, because that was just, you know, that was just a perfect period of time. And that was one of those moments in time. Like doing that movie, you couldn't make that movie today.
No.
No. And it was just, it was one of those moments in time. It was just a perfect time period. It was really fun.
Are you able to read people? Agreed. Like, can you look at somebody and say, oh, he may or she may recognize me from, are you able to assess that? Like, this guy will recognize me from Nerds.
Like, here's the Wayne's World 2.
No, they surprised
Wayne's World 2. Wayne's World 2. Our buddy Nick, our friend Nick here loves Wayne's World 2. You're in that.
That was a great experience also, by the way. That was so much fun. I found that in overall, people will surprise you almost every time.
Ask me where I recognize you the most from.
Well, where do you recognize me the most from?
I recognize you as the captain of the USC water polo team because you used to wipe the floor with my Arizona State water polo team all the time.
You didn't watch them play water polo.
I was part of the team.
No, you were not.
I was on the team.
You were not.
No, I wasn't. But
he was at ASU for like 3 weeks.
He did go to Arizona State. He did go to Arizona State, but he didn't play water polo.
Were you good enough to be an Olympian? Could you have a
great school? Well, I always say yes.
Yeah.
It's funny. I actually, this is what happened. I was playing on the U.S. junior team, and I did an ad in my Speedos for a full page ad for the Broadway in the LA Times. And while I was there, there was a guy, and by the way, we shot it at Nancy Sinatra's house.
Oh, my God.
And there's a guy asking me questions while we're doing the photo shoot. And the next day, in the ad, it says, we asked Ted McGinley, captain of USC water polo, why he wears Speedos. And it has my answer in there, verbatim.
Yeah.
And the next, about 2 days later, that lady from the U.S. program called and said, hey, you know, he can't endorse products for a living, and then they called my my coach.
Oh, you lost your amateur status.
Yeah.
Yes, and today, you know, they're making money. That's all they're doing.
Now,
did that
send you into the modeling and acting then? So maybe it was a good thing.
Yes, because, when you look at it that way, it's exactly what it was. I mean, it was sometimes things happen for a reason. But at that time in my life, it was devastating. And I had to pay back my scholarship. I was on an athletic scholarship. So my junior year, my senior year, and then I couldn't play my senior year.
Wow.
So they wanted me to come back and play a fifth year. So I went to New York to try to make some money.
Right.
And when I was in New York, I got Happy Days. And that was it. Like, literally, that's how it happened.
That's right.
So, well, good.
You know, it was a great thing. But I never went to another game. I was heartbroken. One of my goddaughters played for Michigan, and I went to watch her play, and that was the first game I went to see in over 30 years.
That's a good story.
I just couldn't.
Todd brought that up.
Well,
we got to go, Ted. Show to you, by the way. But thank you, Ted. Congratulations on your whole career, and good luck with the Baxters and everything else, man. And shrinking, we love shrinking.
Let's talk again soon if you got time.
Anytime, Todd, Tyler, you guys are rock stars.
All right,
thanks.
Hi to everybody in the Midwest. We love y'all.
Bye. We are rock stars, by the way.
No, now I expect Paul Stanley to walk in the door.
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Scream.
We got to go. Yeah.
We got to go. Nikki Glaser tomorrow.
All right, yeah. Remind me to bring up that guy she's working for now, because they're weirdos.
That guy, yeah.
But I love Ted McGinley. Come back tomorrow. See you then. Thanks, Tyler. Paul.
You're listening to the Todd Tyler Radio Empire.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton and adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.